Senior Justice Cherry?
Present.
Judge Armstrong?
Here.
John Ariscotta? David Carroll? Drew Christensen?
Present.
Joni Easley?
Yes.
Judge Fairman?
Here.
Franny Forsman?
Here.
Judge Herndon? Christopher Hicks? Judge Higgins? Kristen Hill? Dana Levac? Darren Imlay?
Present.
Judge Kaysen? Michael Kagan? Karen Kresenbeck?
Present.
Chris Lawley? John Lambros? John McCormick? Krista Meyer? Judge Montero? Mark Picker? Sean Rowe? Judge Schlegelmilch? Judge Shirley? Judge Simons?
Present, my phone.
Thank you. Dagny Stapleton?
Here on the phone.
Thank you. Jonelle Thomas?
Here.
Judge Wonker? Jeff Wells?
Here.
Judge Young? We do not have a quorum, but Washoe's trying to relocate, so we will if they join us.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to ask if there's any public comment. Public comment, is there any public comment? None here in Las Vegas?
None in Carson. None in Carson, sir.
Know where the Reno folks are?
There was confusion about what room they were supposed to be in. The room that we had set up, it wasn't set up, so they're trying to get a new room going.
Okay. And then we'll start with you with case law.
So really, where we discussed last meeting and where we kind of remained is what APA was going to turn into as far as statistics. We discussed that a little last time. Under Section 29, it talks about the annual report, the requirement that would be provided based upon APA 1, and that annual report would be provided by the Department of Defense there. So it's one of those things where we continue to capture information from the courts that we've always been providing, but we've never really captured information as it relates to justice courts, municipal courts, and indigent defense in those places. I will tell you that the Supreme Court recently instituted the new caseload standard to capture information on self-represented cases, but that means that they were self-represented at any time during the life of the case. So the Supreme Court's expanding that. That's for all trial court statistics. It won't say whether or not they're currently pro se or whether they're currently indigent or anything of that matter, but it will tell us that at some point during the life of the case they did represent themselves. So we'll have information related to that. It may be something useful to use compared to the statistics that we see with AB 81 takes effect.
How are you doing as far as statistics in 2019 for the first coming in to be your
office? We're still getting the reports from ELCO, from CARC, Special Public Defender's Office, the Public Defender's Office, the same groups that we've been receiving. I haven't compiled them together because as we talked in the last meeting, we discussed whether or not to discontinue with that effort and see what this effort is going to bring, or whether or not we should continue on knowing that it's incomplete data.
My opinion on this is that it has to continue to do it because people should be getting used to criticism statistics. They may want to have the numbers different ways, or the Indigent Defense Agency is up. I wouldn't stop.
And that's the approach that we've taken is those who are providing that would encourage that. As we've had reports before, we're not getting that information. I'll make a phone call, which we get pretty quick we're still trying to, we're waiting to see what NDA was going to turn into, or was that office takes place. Good answer, Jim.
Yes. Any questions to answer about Facebook information? We're trying the best we can to honor our commitment to have Facebook standards in this state. It takes a little while. We're able to do the performance standards quickly. But we have been very successful when you're doing a great job as far as the annual enforcement. There's an idea of what's going on in the whole justice system, civil and criminal. Brandon, what are we on the update on the ACLU's case?
We got launching into merits discovery. I think I may have told you last week that this class got certified, so we now represent all indigent defendants through trial in the state as members of our class. And so it's now time to do merits discovery, which means there'll be a lot of counties can expect and different people involved in the system can expect a lot of document requests and possible deposition notices and requests for admissions and that kind of normal sort of complex case panoply of civil discovery.
And when you say all defendants, do you mean all rural jurisdiction defendants?
That's a good, I don't think it's limited to rural. Obviously, we are not doing very much at all over the Clark and Lock. So, I'm sorry, that's not right, Janelle. I was thinking of maybe you want more. No, in the lawsuit, it is just rural counties, and it's rural counties without a public defender.
Yeah, I was going to ask how we get started to do a class if we weren't ever.
Well, no county's name is a party. This lawsuit is only against the state. But the class members are rural defendants. I'm sorry, but the two.
That's okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. So,
I was going to ask.
Any further litigation? Carson.
Wow.
I can't understand anything. I don't know. Is that Washington?
Yes, we do. Great.
Does that give us a quorum, by the way, Jamie?
I'm sorry, we can't hear who's in Washoe.
Mark Picker.
Is it Mark?
And John Petty.
And John Petty.
I'm here on behalf of John Nariscotta.
Okay.
No, we're still one short.
Because I got to get minutes approved, so I need one more person.
Actually, Justice Cherry, as the chair, you can unilaterally approve the minutes.
Okay, I think I will, unless anyone's got any problems. Those of you who are here, does anybody have a problem if the minutes are just dropped?
No.
Very good. Right out. I'll unilaterally approve the minutes of June 12th, 2019.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Clark County and the Indigent Defense in Clark County. Let me start off with Drew for James. Drew, how are we doing on your office of Platteville Council? Is that what it's called? Office of Platteville Council.
Things are moving forward as we speak. We're having an arraignment on 23 defendants that we have a 23 murder on. I just got a text as I was sitting here in the state seeking death.
Four murder defendants.
Which is like four.
Otherwise,
I think we're moving forward with a variety of subcommittees to our criminal justice coordinating council on this.
How are we doing on new barring committees and lawyers that are maybe lawyers? How are we getting them into contracts and stuff? How are we doing with that? Just for curiosity.
Well, we look at applications twice a year. Many meets, and some of them are on the new committees that just passed the bar, so promote mentorships, prolong kind of But we have 160 lawyers under contract that wide range from Tom Bataro all the way down to Smoot. We have a nice, we could always use more experience in post conviction work. The volume is just tremendous, and ask of qualified attorneys to handle that. Okay, thank you for having us. Please do work that. Please thank you. No, we move ahead. I mean, try to promote, you know, the opportunity to get calls all the time. But some of the younger kids, you know, it's a little bit nerve wracking to walk them in to do a self report in the case without going to report everything.
You know? My old office is special public now.
Yeah, we're doing well. We negotiated 3 capital cases in the last month or so, which was big relief.
Was that part of the settlement conference stuff or no?
No, we're outside of the settlement program. We've got our first 2 cases going to the settlement conference.
I can tell you not to interrupt, but from what I understand, there are 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Tony Scroll was very, very kind to develop that his mediation judge on that, but
the Congress has done one and Judge Bell's done two.
Our office did the first one, he's on site. Bell was Judge Campbell. They didn't reach resolution until the following day, and after he thought about it. It worked out really well from our perspective.
One of the records that we have a process for us. Somebody's charged with capital murder. Or if it aren't just being any felony?
Right now, my understanding is a DA.
Well, we had a meeting because myself, Joe Now, DAs, judges. What we wanted to do was practice a little bit to try to figure out all the logistics. We have an acknowledgement that our clients will sign saying that they understand the volunteer. They can withdraw at any point. So we've been trying to, since hand-tip some cases that we think would be good for the settlement conference. The judge has to be in agreement, the DA has to be in agreement, our office, Al's office, as well as the client has to be in agreement. We're just making a request to the judge, filing the acknowledgement, setting up the time for the settlement.
And my understanding is they're going to do a few more and then come up with basically written procedures to give to the other judges before sending it out beyond Judge Herndon and Judge Bell. And then there's some flexibility with the program, depending on what the needs of the case are. If it's a co-defendant case where you need the 2 co-defendants in the room talking with each other, that can be accommodated. Sometimes it might be the victim's family that needs to be brought into the fold a little bit to be told, no, we're not going to seek the death penalty on this voluntary manslaughter case, and the judge can explain why. There are just a variety of reasons the cases aren't negotiating, and the program should be flexible to enough to address. Sometimes it's going to be the DA isn't focusing enough on getting a negotiation on route.
We have to tweak the rule a little bit. What are the things asked for that about Judge Richard? That's one of the things that I think all of us are
We don't want it to be the negotiation judge, but another judge.
Okay.
So if the trial judge is on vacation, a different judge could take the plea.
Yeah, you had mentioned that they can withdraw the plea. Is that true?
No, not the client can withdraw from the process at any time. Once they've been, they can also withdraw from negotiations up to entering the guilty. After that, rules change.
I think so far everyone's happy. DA's court, clients.
We have a couple of primary lawyers. I'll work.
It's just Herndon and Bell at this point.
Or at least I thought it was all 4 of the merge.
Right now, just Herndon and Bell until we get the procedures down in writing. And it just nothing earth shattering, but like, where is it going to take place? Because you've got to get the client through. to the trial judges about not being too coercive.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question. Where do they do the meeting? Where does it take place at this point?
In the courtrooms. It's been because of the Sal courts and providing a space, you know, the DAs can be off in chambers, the defense counsel can meet with their client in the courtroom. It might vary depending on the situation. If it's two co-defendants, you know, maybe opposite sides in the courtroom, or just trying to figure out all those things.
That prevents family members from participating if somebody wants their mother or their father or their brother or sister?
No, if that's what will get the case negotiated, then, and that's, we've done something similar outside of the settlement program where we've brought clients' families in to, you know, explain to their loved one, they're still going to love them even if they enter the plea, and there's something about having face-to-face contact that can make a difference in the case. And that's, the judge has been doing that kind of already.
And where did this process come from?
I think we just kind of made it up on our own. We looked around to see if there were other settlement programs in criminal cases. We met with people at UNLV over it. My understanding is in the federal system, it's not allowed.
It's prohibited, and they had an experimental program with the U.S. Attorney. No, but David is also.
So there's a homicide committee that meets, I think, 2-3 times a year. It's not a set schedule, it's on an as needed, and we've worked out the logistics in that meeting. Earlier in the morning, me, Mark DiGiacomo on behalf of the DA's, Judge Rendon. We have those meetings somewhat regularly to discuss different issues. When it's time for a new homicide judge, we meet to talk about how that should go.
Anything else from special public defender?
I don't think so. It's the Uncle John, it's all good.
Well, my other Uncle Holden, the Clark County Public Defender's Office, how are we doing over there?
Nothing's going on pretty good. Last week, we had a case in front of the Supreme Court that had a lot of significance throughout the state with Greg Bell, process issues that our Supreme Court heard argument. Our office, so I think our office did an exceptional job. Nancy Duncan did an exceptional job in working that case. But I think now some positive facts in criminal justice. Some of the other things we've been doing, with the change in the law, our office sponsored the first ever home voter registration. So it wasn't as well attended as we had hoped. Lack of enthusiasm out there, but we're going to continue to do that. It's in conjunction with some of the other events. Yeah, we had some special training for our special teams that are attending our homicide, both our office and special public defender's office. The attorney's mediation specialist attended some specialized training. We have some for our access support. We've just started a new program in our office a couple months ago. We expand the training for our newer attorneys on the attorney process. For those attorneys that have less attorneys.
Well, our results come out in October, what's the vacancy rated special or what happened?
For us, we're starting interviewing next week.
And how many have we been hiring?
We believe we have 7 attorney positions before full.
And we use attorneys for full-time law clerks, people who pass the form?
Yes, that's my preference, is have the law clerks also go through the interview process. That way, if I have an attorney who needs something very near,
if they're in a law clerk position, can they still practice? Can they go to court, represent?
Yes, but I have to have a. There's a clear distinction between what my law clerks can do and what my attorneys can do, even if they're licensed.
So, do you have any new people?
We don't hire new people. We only hire chief deputies with the exception of one position because we're only handling life sentence and death penalty cases. We really can't have new people doing much, but we'll have a retirement in March. We will hire someone then.
Thank you, Derek. opportunity was to do private work.
Yes, you'll be excellent, yes.
You must have tripled it.
Retirement's real fun. The nice thing is, the last, the week in the month, you get your check, even if you're on life support. So, welcome. All you do is be breathing.
Thanks for that.
Bless the purse. We can't really think of it here. Okay. Let's go to Rita with John Petty and with Mark Picker. You got some news. I wonder if you're doing anything like they're doing in Clark County as far as mediation specialty and our settlement conferences in criminal law.
Well, Justice Chair, this is John.
Yeah. Yes, John.
We are obviously aware of the new rule that allows for settlement conferences, but to my knowledge, we haven't, there's no cases in Washoe County have gone through some sort of settlement conference process yet. I think in our office, we're looking for cases that would be suitable, because the rule applies to any felony case. We're just looking for the right vehicle, and also to get some buy-in from the district attorney's office. I don't think that they are adverse to the idea of settlement. We just haven't found the appropriate case yet. Other than that, in Washoe County, things seem to be doing well. We have been in the process of streamlining with the district board case assignments so that we can have dedicated public defenders into specific departments. And that's we are still in the transition stage there, but it seems to be working, it seems to be coming on smoothly, and I think by next month we'll be completely through that transition.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add as to what's going on in Washington?
I don't. I'll turn it over to Mark.
Good afternoon. As John said, we have been looking for we were on the edge of doing a settlement conference on a murder case, a three-defendant case, but the DA was not very excited about doing it. We were having to convince him, and then the deal kind of went sideways anyway. So we didn't end up in a place where we could negotiate it. There's a number of other things going on. We're, I think, between the public defender's office and the alternate public defender's office, I think we're at our all-time high in both offices of category A felonies. In fact, in our office, we've never carried more than three murder cases at one time. At the moment, we have eight. So we're stretched, but we're getting good support from the county. They have recognized that there's a lot of additional costs with those kind of cases. And the assistant county manager who supervises both the public defender and the alternate public defender has voiced her support that she'll go to budget with us, the budget people with us, and say, hey, it's just part of the job. We have to do it if we're going to provide effective defense. So it looks like we're going to get a budget override for both offices for those kind of needs. In addition, the new appointed counsel administrator, Krista Meyer, started about a month and a half ago to hit the ground running, trying to recover. There's been a lot of transition in the last year since Bob Bell left and Cotter Conway took over for a short period of time. Krista, the former chief in my office, she took over the contract, and she's done a really good job actually recruiting new lawyers. I've read a couple of them that she's got, as well as organizing the process a little bit more, following what Drew does down in Las Vegas, and trying to get it a little more, I guess, electronic instead of paper would be the best place to put it. She would have been here today, but she had a contested guardianship hearing in another county, which is the other half of her workload. So things are progressing here, but we're awfully damn busy.
To Drew would be a great mentor. If she has any questions, please have her contact Drew.
Krista will be in touch, Drew. She right now she's just trying to get unburied. Catch up with it and kind of pending.
Yeah.
since May that had kind of fallen, and we don't want, you know, we don't want our appointed attorneys not getting paid, so she's been working diligently on getting a backlog taken care of on that.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Mark, for your reports. Sounds like everything's at least your heads above water in Washoe and in Clark. State Public Defender Karen, my good friend Karen, how are you doing?
We're doing well. We're in the process of transitioning out from under DHHS and into the new Department of Indigent Defense Services, so it's a little unstable for us right now. We're switching IT and personnel and supervision. It's everyone's a little uneasy since we don't know exactly what's going on with the department. So that was kind of going to be my question back, was where are we as far as establishing the department and appointing an executive director?
We'll get to that. I wanted to save that for the end so we can spend some time with the end on that, that information. What about the settlement program? Are you interested in your county's trying to set that up?
I don't believe we've done any of it yet. I heard reference of one case the other day. It's certainly something we're not opposed to. So we'll just sit down with the DA and try and make the process work. But we haven't actively engaged in it as of yet.
You don't necessarily have to do the tougher cases. You could maybe start with some easier felonies rather than the tougher cases. I'm surprised that you're doing it that way. If it were me, I would do the complete opposite. Learn how to do it with cases that aren't so drastic.
I think part of the rationale for Clark County, at least, is that you've got your best attorneys and your most experienced attorneys, and that consequences to the court system where a murder case can take 3-4 weeks, it makes a big difference on the backlog. So far it seems to be working to have that group, but I imagine that varies county by county a bit.
Anything else, Karen? Anybody have any comments about the state going to better?
Nope.
Federal Public Defender. What's going on there? Well, first of all, I'm going to be being assigned to the commission. Megan has unfortunately left the office, and I've both taken her position in the office as the chief of non-CAP unit and now for this commission. I'd say that we, one thing that we wanted to mention with respect to the commission is that we're continuing with our really rigorous COE program. We're going to continue to offer a lot of training with respect to all different types of issues that are related to both indigent defense as well as substance abuse ethics, whatever COE requirements are necessary for attorneys to make. So we're going to continue with that.
Yeah, well, like the venue and Laura used to hold a yearly day-long COE. And we required it to live our Amos lawyers if they had one before, if they wanted to do it. So I used to follow because we always hold it at the fall this time of year. We're making it on your staff, Renee, and Lauren would come speak.
Yeah,
I have pretty good sense.
Yeah, I participated at least one of them. So, yeah, no, I'd be more than happy to talk about
it. What's your position in the federal public on our part of court?
Yeah, well, I personally have appeared twice, and we were kind of taking a wait-and-see attitude with respect to how it stands currently. We are more than interested in actually representing people for the board. We do, keep a close eye on what happens in the Partners Board, and definitely have a lot of long-term plans that are good candidates for it.
Karen, you have some cases on November? Does Sally still with you?
Yes, she is. She's got a caseload going. So she's got Pardons Board and I think a number of appeals at the Supreme Court right now.
The only reason I bring that up is because I get letters from people who have been in prison for 20 years, over 30 years. It gets to be a point where some of these people never been convicted of any kind of murder or anything. Jesus, it really bothers me. Now, I was the the poster boy for putting people on the parks board that never got on. You know, I tried the best. I said to anybody who, I let the word go out that if you were in prison for over 20 years or over 30 years, get on the list trying to get you pardoned. My God, it gets to be a point where enough's enough. So that's why I say to you, Tom, and I say to you, Karen, whatever you can do, if anybody's interested, I know Christina Wildenbell appears, we've had Sarah Rasmussen has appeared, had some success. Dolly's really good from the A-Punk. But that's something that I was real just two great disappointments when I retired, that I could get some of these people on with Brian Sandoval, the times that he appeared as the governor in the parks board, because he did the agenda. In fact, we didn't get a hearing on the death penalty. So those are the things that I'm hoping, before I leave this earth, that I can see some action, at least have a hearing on the death penalty, and get some of these people out who've been in for years and years. I can't believe it when I read somebody's been in prison 33 years, and it's incredible to me. The way that I had, as I saw as a Supreme Court Justice, the number of judges from all over the jurisdictions, Washoe, Rules, and Clark, given that big bench and little bench. My God, enough was enough. I used to tell people when I represented them, it was a little easier in federal courts before the guidelines. They were charged with robbing a convenience store where it was 15 and 15. I'd say, go to a bank. Please, you get a better deal. You get out, can I get you out of the bank? But it used to be that way for any of you. It was much, much better before the. Then we did the opposite.
So I know I mentioned that there are states that you mentioned.
Yeah, we'll be able to do the state commission. Our office, that's all. High Street, that's a certain, or the
LA. Good luck with that part of the woods.
World. We usually offer anywhere from 6 credits.
And then NACJ is going to do a day one from CLA.
Before we get to the last topic, I don't think there's any update on the homicide program. We've heard that it's moving along. Still have the 4 judges. Derek?
Yeah.
Ryan lives there.
Yeah. We're thinking, you know, there may be a retirement or two, so we're having discussions about who should be the next one on.
Well, the sad part for me is that I was chairman of the Nevada Rica Council. I really left out. I don't know what's going on, so Fran, I'm hoping. I know that.
I can give you rumors and
fill me in, please.
Sideways conversations and all of that. I was assuming that you would know. But, well, this is what I think I know, and that is that there's only one position that has not got a nominee to the governor for appointment. They may not all be formally appointed yet, but there's only one position that is not Senate leader. Have not made her nomination, was due in July 1st. So otherwise, it looks like a top deal. Yesterday, the Board of Governors was meeting Elko, and they made their two nominations, one for, they had two, one for minority bar member Robert Tellis, who I don't know, but he's the president of the electoral bar. And, she's a member for the rural attorney. We really had no applications for the rural attorney to be on commission because he can't have a contract and you can't do appointed work. So, yeah, but you have to live in a rural county, and so many of the attorneys, almost all the criminal defense attorneys for the rurals, are doing appointed work. So, anyway, it's the rural members of the governors was nominated to the governor.
The rural member is Judy Kavanaugh Bill, who serves on the Board of Governors.
I talked to her yesterday. I think she's going to be good. So that's the board, and the time period for receiving applications for the executive director is up, and they have received the applications, but they're just waiting to get the board in place so that they can start the interview process for the executive really hard, as you may might suspect, to, without an executive director, to, you know, get things to happen. So,
I can tell you, they tried to set a meeting with all of us yesterday, but not the dates. Actually, what, the 8th, 9th?
8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, October.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we'll have the last board member by then. But Senator Conazaro just hasn't made the nomination, is my understanding, so.
That's what Deanne told me.
It's a good board. I mean, the people that are in place now, I think it's a good, solid, diverse board.
Except for the Clark County.
So that's what I know.
Any questions to Franny at all?
I just sort of, I've received information, that's all. Whether it's accurate or not, I can't tell you.
Anybody else want to add anything for the good and welfare of the Defense Commission? We're keeping it along. But it looks like things are moving along still. And the Inch Defense, at least, very happy with the reports from the State Public Defender, the Clark County's Inch Defense, and Owosho Inch Defense. It seemed they're moving along. Anybody else want to add anything? I'm going to ask Jamie to start looking for a date in November, because everything should be in place by November, and we'll decide what we're going to do with this commission, where we're going to go. I should be like hearing about what's going on. My love is the criminal justice system, no doubt. Really enjoy doing this. Well, I want to continue doing this. So Jamie, if you could look at some dates in November, we'll set something up. We'll get together again. Otherwise, tomorrow I lose my gallbladder. I can't wait. I've been doing senior judge work, and I did a couple of criminal counties, and it was much interesting to see that the DAs and the public defenders seem to be getting along very well. If somebody's missing, whether it be a DA or a public defender, they text or they call, and they make sure it's waiting for you. It's impressive. There's no hatefulness anymore in the courthouse, big courthouse. As opposed to civil. As opposed to civil attorneys who go in ace of the stroke, like all the all being marked. Wow. Anything else to come before us? Okay, we'll adjourn. Thank you very much for participating.